This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The groaning is intensifying. A weight is shifting, not just in the markets but in the foundations of nations. For too long, Israel has witnessed the worship of false idols, the elevation of systems built on the backs of the oppressed. The so-called stability of the world order was never stability at all, but a carefully constructed illusion, a golden calf demanding constant sacrifice. Yahuwah is exposing the rot, dismantling the instruments of Edom's dominion, and stirring the slumbering heart of his people. We see it in the whispers turning to shouts, the talk of de-dollarization, the forging of agreements outside the established channels, the movement toward local currencies. Don't mistake this for mere economic pragmatism. This is Yahuwah's hand at work, severing the arteries of Babylon, exposing the curse Yirmiyahu spoke of, the curse of trusting in man, in flesh, in systems divorced from the covenant. This isn't a new story, you understand. The transfer of power, the rise and fall of empires, is a rhythm woven throughout the Tanakh. Remember Persia and Media. Remember the accounts in Daniel, chronicling the shifting sands of authority. Each transfer, each collapse, carries a signature, the signature of Yahuwah's judgment. Edom, in its various guises, has always sought to control the flow, to dictate the terms, to become the central hub through which all wealth and power must pass. But Yahuwah resists the proud and scatters those who elevate themselves above his covenant. And what is the purpose of this dismantling? It is not chaos for chaos' sake. It is preparation, preparation for restoration. Look closely at the undercurrents, the quiet movements among scattered Israel. There's a growing desire, a yearning for economic sovereignty, a rejection of the mark of the beast system that has bound them for generations. This is manifesting, notably, in renewed discussions surrounding the ancient shekel, not as a nostalgic relic, but as a potential foundation for a restored covenant economy. Yes, Yahuwah prophesied this, speaking of Israel being gathered from the nations, and Yahuwah restoring them with a weight of glory, a weight measured, in part, by the integrity of their economic foundations. It's a subtle shift, perhaps, but a profound one. It's a refusal to participate in the Babylonian system, a reclaiming of the economic power that was stolen through exile and dispersion. Consider this. For centuries, Israel was forced to adopt the currencies of their captors, to operate within the frameworks imposed upon them. Now, the possibility of establishing a currency rooted in their own history, their own covenant, is gaining traction. This isn't simply about finance, it's about identity. It's about reclaiming a heritage, a birthright, and signaling a separation from the nations that have oppressed them. But Edom will not yield easily. Expect the echo chamber to amplify, the narratives to become increasingly detached from reality. They will cling to their illusions of control, dismissing these movements as fleeting trends, as irrational impulses. Yes, Yahuwah spoke of Edom's pride, their self-deception, their inability to see the judgment that is descending upon them. They will double down on their existing structures, attempting to reinforce the crumbling foundations. This is the nature of judgment. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process of exposure, of unraveling, of revealing the emptiness beneath the veneer of power. And as Edom's grip weakens, as Babylon's system destabilizes, the path will become clearer for scattered Israel to return to their inheritance. This is not a call to passive observation. This is a call to watchfulness, to discern the signs of the times, to understand that the financial shifts we are witnessing are not isolated events but integral parts of a larger prophetic unfolding. Yahuwah is working to separate the wheat from the chaff, to restore the broken pieces, and to prepare the way for the coming day. The weight of shekels, contrasted against the fading weight of eagles, is a testament to that truth. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.